ABC News Radio.
Well, I think this is yet another in a long succession of blows to the credibility of the Catholic Church. I mean, let's just consider the Pope has just concluded a four-day summit on clergy sexual abuse. They've tried to put out a very good image of the Vatican trying to do something about this problem. They did not produce anything in the way of concrete reforms, zero, I have to say. And right away, we have the information about the conviction of Cardinal George Pell, the third highest-ranking official at the Vatican. I think it's a tremendous blow to the Vatican's credibility.
Survivors and activists here in Australia and around the world have been angered, specifically at the Church's decision not to strip Pell of his position as cardinal until at least the judicial process is exhausted. Do you think that this is a fair decision overnight by the Vatican, given the appeal that's currently underway?
Well, I think what's notable is the different manner in which Cardinal McCarrick of the United States and Cardinal Pell of Australia have been treated. Cardinal McCarrick, of course, was not criminally tried in a secular court, unlike Cardinal Pell. Cardinal Pell has been tried and convicted in a secular court. He continues to maintain his innocence, as does Cardinal McCarrick, I believe, and is going to appeal his case. I think it seems like there's a bit of a double standard here, and I can understand why survivors would be perplexed or angered by that.
If we're looking at comparisons, how do you think the weight of this verdict does compare with the scale of the criminal revelations that you and your Spotlight team uncovered over the years in and around Boston?
Well, what we were primarily concerned with was the evidence of the cover-up of clergy sexual abuse. Now you have Cardinal Pell, who is an abuser himself. I think what's striking about the conviction of Cardinal Pell, and again, he has appealed, but I think what's striking is that it's actual abuse by someone who is now the third highest ranking official at the Vatican. I'd like to point out that in the early 90s, Cardinal Pell lived with a priest by the name of George Risdale, who was one of the most notorious abusers in Australia, as I understand it, and he supported Reverend Risdale at his trial. This was a period of time when the Catholic Church was vigorously pushing back against criminal charges against priests. There were lots of show trials in that era. And what I mean by a show trial is when a priest was criminally charged, various officials from the Catholic Church, nuns, supporters would jam the courthouse in an attempt to influence the jury. This is something that happened, I think, all over the world, certainly in Boston, certainly in the United States. So you have Cardinal Pell, now the third highest ranking official in the Vatican, we have the direct evidence that he's supporting perhaps the most notorious abusive priest in Australia.
So what to you does that say about how deep and widespread the clergy sexual abuse scandal is within the Catholic Church?
It says to me that the scandal of child sexual abuse within the Catholic Church goes to the very highest levels at the Vatican, while at the same time is prevalent in every corner of the world wherever the Catholic Church has a presence.
You mentioned that this comes, the timing of this couldn't be more inopportune for the Catholic Church. It comes right hot on the heels of the Pope's summit on sexual abuse at the Vatican.
That's correct. The Vatican is trying to create an image of doing something about clergy sexual abuse. Once again, they're doing a lot of talking. And by the way, I should add that the summit was not the first time that the Vatican has convened an international meeting of bishops to deal with the issue of clergy sexual abuse. They did the same thing 7 years ago at the Gregorian Pontifical University. Every diocese was asked to come up with a set of guidelines on preventing child sexual abuse. Very few did so. So I think what we're seeing now is the Vatican making repeated attempts to assuage the laity and indeed the world with promises to do something about clergy sexual abuse, with apologies for the abuse that's occurred, while doing very little in a concrete way. And I think these scandals, including the conviction of Cardinal Pell, will just continue over and over again all around the world until the Vatican finally comes to grips with it and decides it's time to actually do something rather than just hold meetings and issue very nice statements.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.